Good morning and welcome to Shore Law with Chad Malkus. Legal insights on business, wealth preservation, and life on the Eastern Shore. I'm your host, Chad Malkus. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Hodes, Pessin & Katz. We have law offices in Towson, Bel Air, Columbia, and here in Cambridge on the good old Eastern Shore of Maryland. Today, we're going to be talking about the business aspect of and some legal insights into business. And we're going to be talking with Colleen Kettenhofen. Got that right, I think, Colleen. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about business and wealth preservation. And Colleen is an international workplace employee and management expert. She's a corporate speaker, management liaison, and career turnaround specialist. Media veteran, she's appeared on numerous radio shows across the country and has written more than 40 articles on diverse workplace issues. She's the author of Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. She's a boss whisperer. I like that. And she revealed secrets that your boss isn't telling you. So welcome, Colleen. Thanks for being on Shore Law.
Thank you, Chad, for having me.
No problem. Listen, this is always very interesting to me because, you know, I've had a lot of bosses in my life. I've had a lot of different people that I've worked for. Obviously, my current bosses are the best bosses in the entire world, so I would never say anything derogatory against that. But I can always talk about the previous bosses, my previous employers, and that sort of thing. So, but, you know, Colleen, if you could tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are right now.
Sure. For over 15 years, I've been a leadership and change management expert, and what I do is I do a lot of keynote speaking for conferences and conventions around the country, as well as concurrent sessions, breakout sessions. And I also do corporate training, and not all of it, but a lot of the speaking that I do is for managers and supervisors, executives. It could be anything from healthcare to I have done some training with law firms and bank presidents even. And I found that in all of my years of training, there would be certain traits that I would hear over and over that were bosses' biggest pet peeves. And then, you know, the things that they really want to see from their employees.
Okay.
And much of the speaking that I do is for managers and supervisors who've been promoted to leadership positions based on their hard skills or technical skills. So they received a promotion because they did a great job, but in these areas, the skills that got them promoted aren't always the ones they need to manage
to people. Do the job that they're in, right?
Well, right.
And that happens all the time because, you know, the tendency for a lot of companies is to promote from within, and there's pros and cons to that, and as you said, that often happens. Somebody gets promoted up the line, and it's my time now, and so I'm gonna I can do Bob's job, and I'm gonna get the promotion into that line of work. When in actuality, I don't really have any management experience, and Bob was a manager. So what do you do with that? What do you recommend to employers in that situation? Because Colleen, I deal with a lot of clients that are business clients. I help them start businesses. I work with them on a regular basis, on a daily basis sometimes, in their business structure and sort of planning for the future. So, employee retention and training and all of that is a big concern down the on a daily basis with them.
I know. I think I had read that you're a managing attorney at HPK's Eastern Shore office.
Yeah, and I primarily manage myself, I have had a fair amount of managerial experience in my past and even prior to becoming a lawyer, but it's never an easy thing, it's just an impossible thing sometimes to really convey to clients and convey to people that how delicately sometimes you have to deal with with situations that arise. But I don't want to step on your toes. So tell us some of the things that you encounter.
You know, you're really right about that. You, especially nowadays, you know, you have to be, as you know, being an attorney, so careful with everything that you say and do. And I know people don't want to have to do that.
No.
And yet we live in such a litigious society. And as you know, Chad, wrongful termination lawsuits are very expensive. And even if the client wins, they've spent thousands and thousands of dollars. And I've actually spoken in 48 states and five foreign countries, having delivered more than 1,100 programs. And I started to hear the same things over and over that managers were having in terms of problems. And that's one of the reasons I decided to write my book. It was to help managers who are having this problem, but also to help employees, because nowadays in this economy, people are worried about losing their jobs. So how do you keep your boss happy and, and hopefully keep your job? And the first thing I will say is I tell managers and supervisors, you have to nip it in the bud early on. And not to sound like your mother, but have a low, controlled, objective tone of voice.
Right.
Because you have employees who are super sensitive.
Right.
And in my speaking engagements, I start crying. I mean, I pretend to cry act out the super sensitive.
No, that's got to be worth the price of admission right there.
I try to make it humorous and entertaining and inspirational. And I have a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, you know, that's my employee. And I felt so uncomfortable when they cried. And I said, you know, you are going to have some people do that. And that's why you have to stay objective, be calm, have a low controlled tone. Conversely, you have to be that way because you have other people who, and I'm hearing this more and more from bosses, where the boss will explain what the expectations are and the employee will say, you're harassing me.
Right.
You're threatening me. You're creating a hostile, threatening environment.
And most of the time they have absolutely, you know, from a legal standpoint, they couldn't be more wrong. And most of the time they don't know what the hell they're talking about in those situations. But that doesn't stop them from going to another, let's say another less reputable attorney down the block that will say, oh yeah, oh my gosh, you're being harassed. You know, that is a hostile workplace environment. You know, and that sort of thing. But, you know, it sounds like the way you got to talk to him sometimes is the way I have to talk to my 3-year-old son, you know, which is, you know, if I even, you know, with him, if I even raise my voice slightly, he's going in the corner and crying. And then I feel like, you know, worst dad in the world and that sort of thing, you know. So you have to do it. You're exactly right. You have to do it in these measured tones and you have to make sure you're saying the right thing. And, you know, my firm represents a lot of businesses and a lot of corporations defending them in wrongful termination. You know, we represent a lot of school districts, a lot of, you know, a lot of boards of education and a lot, you know, and a lot of different companies, both large and small. And this is a daily, weekly, monthly occurrence where, you know, they, depending on the size of the company, there's one thing after another that just tends to crop up. And it's very difficult to make sure that they're doing everything that they need to do and operating accordingly. And, you know, I think one of the most important things, and I'm sure you recommend this to the bosses that you deal with, is to have standards and policies in place. So many companies don't have them or don't have them in such a way that they are accessible and understandable to their employees so that they have clearly defined goals, clearly defined roles.
Exactly. And that's what I tell them. It has to be so clear because nowadays another phrase that I'm hearing from managers and supervisors and even the top executives that I interviewed for my book and CEOs, because I conducted conversations with over 200 managers, supervisors, and then a handful of CEOs and executives. And they said that what they're starting to hear from employees is, well, I wasn't trained. Well, you didn't tell me. I didn't know.
Right.
And so you're
it's
right.
My
they're
first
having to
day.
Put everything in. They're having to put everything in writing. And I say, you really have to make things as tangible as you can. So, for example, if they're an administrative assistant, something in writing about they are to type, proofread, and correct all required reports for the maintenance unit within 48 hours of receiving them. And,
you know
this, and I always say dates, deadlines,
right,
numbers, percentages. And, you know, when you mentioned your three-year-old son and you have to be careful how you talk to him, you know, I was thinking about how I tell managers what to say, what not to say, and how to say it. And I literally coach them, and then we do some role-playing in my programs. Then we practice action learning, which is solving real problems at work.
Okay.
And sometimes as we're doing the role-playing afterwards, they'll say, you know, Colleen, I majored in early childhood education, and this is what I was taught in terms of how to be with children.
Exactly.
And they're saying, these are like my problem children.
Your problem
at work.
Children. Yep.
And I have had a lot of bosses who will say, Colleen, I feel like I'm a babysitter. I feel like I'm everybody's referee. And so sometimes, just to add a little bit of humor in my programs, I'll raise my hand and say, who feels like you're running an adult daycare?
That's exactly, you know, and I had a client of mine on not too long ago that she runs a restaurant, and she said, you know, very much so, and, you know, she's got 40 employees, and a lot of times she feels like she's running a daycare center. It's, you know, every problem is put at her doorstep. And Colleen, when we come back, I want to get into a little bit more of these pet peeves that these bosses have, and go into some of the strategies that you work with them on. You're listening to Shore Law with Chad Malkus. We'll be right back.